All right. We like this program. It's the Superstars of Business, as Pioneer Natural Resources helps us discover all of our assets in here, the people, the places, the organizations that make our area work, and we're working. As a matter of fact, the Trinidad Roundup Association, it's up and coming very quickly, and Karen Burr is here this morning. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Yeehaw.
You betcha.
Or wahoo.
Yeah.
We have a lot of, well, of course, we're in the West, so we have a lot of rodeos, a lot of tradition, as a matter of fact, for working ranches, cowboys, cowgirls, etc. And speaking of tradition, how long has the Trinidad Roundup been going?
This will be our 102nd annual rodeo.
Wow.
They had 1 year off for the war, and other than that, they've had a rodeo for a long time. You know, and it's a tradition, like you said, for all of our working ranches and all of our cowboys, and it's a tradition that is losing. You know, we're just losing so many of our people that compete in rodeo. We're losing a lot of our ranches. You know, it's just a losing art, you know.
Well, you know... And I know what you're saying, as we're kind of losing the emphasis in rural areas and things economic wise. There's a lot of activity going to the cities, and plus the land, etc. It seems that a lot of the smaller ranches are being swallowed up by the big operations,
etc.
But I mean, 102 years. You know, there's something going on. There's something going right.
We've got such a great community between our, you know, New Mexico side of the line and Colorado. You know, the people are just fabulous. You know, they've raised their kids. They don't get to do as much on the ranch, so they went to more rodeo and stuff, which is, you know, keeping our way of life alive. You know.
Yeah, and a good education, and you know, so many lessons are learned in the West, etc., and in an agricultural setting. I mean, you know, the horses have to be fed every day. I mean,
yes.
Even Christmas, etc. So there's a lot of good lessons to be learned. Lots of good people, and we share that on a big basis because of the Trinidad Roundup, and it's traditionally on the Labor Day holiday weekend.
It's been on the Labor Day holiday weekend for many years. I'm not exactly positive. When it first started, I think it was in August more, but, you know, Labor Day was not near the big thing that it is in the past 50 or better years. And the one thing that the Labor Day weekend also does is we have our Los Animas County Fair, which is a huge part of our Labor Day. The 4-H and the rodeo end of it is just a little bit separate, but yet we work together to try and make it one good weekend for everybody.
Okay, and then tell us a little bit about when we start and the festivities and activities. Give us a little timeline, what's happening.
Okay, basically, we try to have a rodeo queen contest, and this year we're having a little trouble getting our rodeo queens contestants. We're needing rodeo queen contestants anywhere from 8 years old up to 21 years old. We have a junior and a senior queen contest if we can get enough girls in. The girls are eligible for this in the Los Animas County, but also all the adjoining counties to Los Animas County.
Okay.
So it comes with a $500 scholarship for the actual senior queen. The junior queens get little prizes. We don't get a lot for them, but they have different things. There's a bit of a clothing allowance for a part of them. You know, so it's something that it's good for the girls, and that scholarship, I think, will help out one of our girls, you know, really nice.
Okay.
The deadline for that is August the 15th. So, girls, get back with us if you can. We'd love to have you.
Okay, and then when is the Queen Contest itself?
The Queen Contest itself will be August the 19th. We're going to have it at the Mitchell Museum there in Trinidad. They have been gracious enough to let us have the building, and that is just...
Oh. What a great, great place.
We had it there last year, yeah. And it was just fabulous. It gave you a whole different feeling in there mm-hmm. of, you know.
Royalty.
Royalty. Yeah. I mean, it's in the old Jameson building, mm-hmm. which has a stairway that flows down into the main part. It was just unbelievable, you know, the feeling and the... I just really enjoyed it last year. It was just made such a difference rather than just a yeah. hall somewhere with tables running around. So
the, yeah,
it
okay.
made a complete show.
Classed it up a little.
It
okay.
did. It right. really did.
And then the horsemanship part obviously will be in the outdoor arena.
It will be in the outdoor yeah. arena there at the fairgrounds. So
okay, very good. And then this year, of course, you're well. I'm noticing in this stuff that you gave me this information about the rodeo. The Trinidad Roundup voted as the 2004 Rodeo of the Year in the Texas Cowboy Rodeo Association.
Yes.
Wow, that's not that long ago.
No, it isn't.
No.
And our rodeo is basically sanctioned by other states, which basically our main organization that sponsors the rodeo that we go by their rulings is the Colorado Pro Rodeo Association. But the KPRA, which is Kansas, also their members can have points off of our rodeo. The Wyoming Rodeo Association. So we have different associations that, you know, can gain points. All of those cowboys gain points for the end of the year for their, you know, grand finale. So it's, you know, we try to help out along that way for the cowboys and cowgirls.
Well, it's a good, a great rodeo, as a matter of fact. And then added to that, as you said, is the Los Animas County Fair. So there's even more of a festive
yes.
Attitude.
The fair actually starts on Wednesday, August the 29th. They begin with the check-in of all the livestock, the horse shows at 10 o'clock that morning. The dog shows at 5, the poultry show at 6, the rabbit show at 7. And then on Thursday, they have the weigh-in for the market animals. Thursday evening, they have the swine show. Friday morning, they get up and they have the beef show. And then 1:30 is the market goat. 2:30 is the sheep show.
And that's on Friday, August 31st, okay?
Yes. So they have 3 days of just go, go, go. It's really a good thing, and that helps all of the youth of our community. You know, 4-H is a great thing. It builds people. You know, those young ladies and young men, just they grow, and it's responsibility. They make, you know, really good citizens when they get through that program.
Absolutely. One of the greatest organizations in America, and I truly mean that.
Yes. And Saturday, they have the dairy show, the dairy cow, and the dairy goat, and then they have a round robin contest over there at the Fairborn. So, you know, that's a great thing for them. For us, we start our stuff on Saturday morning. That's the Trinidad Roundup Association's okay. end of it. And this year, we have a great new addition to us. We're going to start at 7 o'clock in the morning, and the Noah's Ark Welfare Association is going to put on a community-wide flea market, garage sale, yard sale. You can get a space and, you know, just clean out your basements, your garages, your backyard, whatever you need to do, and bring it out there to, you know, have the whole community out there, which I think it's a new thing this year, but I think it should work for us. 10 o'clock, we have a kids' dress-up contest where we can dress up all the little guys anywhere from 0 to 12 years old in different costumes. We have different things for them to do. Then we have a cheerleading contest that morning after the kids' dress-up contest, which, you know, makes it very good. And then, of course, Saturday night wouldn't be a Saturday night without a Western dance. And we will have the Western dance down at the Sebastiana Gym. It will start at 9 o'clock. Yes, 9 o'clock. And the Capaluccis and Ronnie Green will be... I know our old standbys.
Yeah, great.
They are just
great.
Absolutely the best bunch of kids. They grew up through the 4-H system, too.
Yeah.
So that just proves what we can do with some people if we mold them right. So...
And that's 9 p.m. Saturday, September 1st, the dance at Sebastiani Gym. How much is the dance?
It will be $8 for
okay.
entry fees.
Okay.
This year, basically, we have kept everything at $8 straight through for any of the things that actually have an admission charge. So it just makes it where we can not try and mess up charging people, and everybody else knows it. Bring your $8 and we're good to go. So.
And then also that night they do the Queen coronation as well?
Yes, they will do the Queen coronation at 10 o'clock, and hopefully we've got enough girls to run that we can actually do that. I am a little bit worried, but I know my girls will come through somehow, some way. So we're praying for that little thing.
And then on Sunday, September 2nd, that's Labor Day Sunday, they do a very important event at 9 a.m., the Junior Livestock Market Sale.
Yes, we need all the kids to come out, or all the merchants and grandparents, friends, anybody, come out and support those kids and bid on their animals, buy their animals, have a good time. I believe they have a breakfast that morning, but I don't know what time that is exactly. You could call the extension number, or the extension office over in Trinidad, and that number is 719-846-6881, and they can give you more information on any of the 4-H end of it.
Okay.
So
very good. 9 a.m. Sunday, September 2nd, Junior Market Livestock Sale.
Yes.
And that, where does that take place?
That's in the pavilion right there at the Fair Barn.
Right.
Out at the Los Angeles County Fairgrounds.
Okay.
So, and then after the livestock sale, the Roundup Association puts on a barbecue. It's to feed the buyers, and any of the community is welcome to come out and eat lunch with us and enjoy the afternoon.
Okay. Wow, that's always a good feed.
That's always a good feed.
And how much is it?
It's also $8.
Okay.
This is our good part. We can
just I'm getting it now. Okay.
We can just keep that going. 1 o'clock, we will have the Parade of Champions for the 4-H'ers. That will be in the rodeo arena or right at the edge of it, one of the two. We're not positive on the logistics of that yet.
Almost like a grand entry kind of thing.
It's
prior to
the grand entry.
Okay.
Yes. So.
And then the grand entry at 1:30.
And the grand entry at 1:30, we will have the Western Ears drill team down again this year.
Oh.
They have been, this will be their 52nd year of coming to Trinidad. You know, these girls and boys, they are just absolutely fabulous. They perform all over the country. But
that's worth the price of admission right there.
It is. Yeah. And each year they are just more than happy to come down because we are probably their longest standing booking for their group, you know, because they about the time they started, we started bringing them down. So, you know, it's something that is really good, and that helps a lot of kids through the thing. We will have the wild horse race to start off our rodeo again this year, and that's what's, you know, always neat to have that. We will have the two rodeos, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. Both of them, the Westerners and stuff, will start about 1 o'clock. The actual rodeos will be at 1:30. To start. So we have a little bit of, you know, entertainment beforehand.
Both Sunday and Monday.
Okay. Sunday and Monday.
Okay. And also Sunday is tough enough to wear pink day.
Sunday's tough enough to wear pink, so we need everybody to put on their pink and come support breast cancer awareness. That's basically what Tough Enough to Wear Pink stands for. And, you know, that's one of the good things that the rodeo, you know, industry has done, is to help with the breast cancer awareness and help with prevention and treatment, you know, through the years. So.
And then Labor Day Monday, big day, starting off at 9 a.m. with the parade. Huh?
9 a.m. with the parade. And that in itself is a whole task, but we really enjoy it. And our community enjoys it, and we enjoy having our community there. We could not do any of this without the community. So.
And what's the theme this year?
The theme this year is America the Beautiful.
Ah.
So we've got a lot of thoughts that can
go
through your head.
Yeah, absolutely. And if people want to enter, what's the deadline?
The deadline for the parade is the 20th of August, I believe. Yes, the 20th of August is the deadline for our parade.
Is there any cost to enter?
There is a cost. It's $10 to $20 depending on if you're in an individual or a business or corporation or political.
Right.
You know, so, but most of it we try to keep pretty cheap. Most all of that funding, well, all of that funding goes to prizes and awards for the parades, and then we have to kick in some more, but that covers part of it anyway, so that helps us out so we can keep that going from year to year.
Okay, and again, that's a 9 a.m. parade on Monday, September 3rd.
Yes.
Lineup begins a little bit early, huh?
6:30 in the morning, we're there bright and early with our shivering most of the time because it seems like in September it wants to get a little chilly on those mornings, but we managed to get it done.
Well, people can warm themselves up with the Kiwanis pancake breakfast, though.
Yes, they can.
And that's going to be at...
They serve that at Sebastiani Gym, and then they also have four-wheelers and stuff that run up and down the street and stuff. So that works pretty good.
Pancakes on wheels.
Pancakes on wheels.
All right.
So this year, our Grand Marshal and Silver Queen are the Robinson, Mr. and Mrs. Al Robinson of Trinidad. They've had the sawmill up there for years and have raised the whole family up through the 4-H and rodeo, you know, end of the world. So, you know, we just wanted to say a big thank you to them.
Okay, and then the 1:30 p.m. rodeo, again, Western Airs, Wild Horse Races, and then I see here Dance Connections performing before the rodeo.
Yeah, they will be there to do just a little bit, and then we will always, you know, introduce our queens and that type of stuff before the rodeo. There's a many, you know, if I know there's everybody out there has been to a rodeo, so, and if not, bring your friend that hasn't been to the rodeo and come and see. There's always a bit of introduction of dignitaries and stuff that has to come before the rodeo, which we couldn't do it without them.
Well, even if this is not your first rodeo, every performance is different because it's live. And you just can't, you know, you think you know what's going to happen, but sometimes you don't, especially when wild animals or animals are concerned. So should be a lot of fun. Labor Day weekend. It's going to be the rodeo. The Trinidad Roundup Association is doing that. Now, it is an amateur rodeo, correct?
Yes, it is amateur.
So well, which is good.
Which is good.
So that gets your local cowboys and cowgirls in. And if they want to enter, how can they do that?
Okay, the entry date for our cowboys is August the 27th. It's on a Monday. It's from 12 to 6. And that's Mountain Standard Time. The entry number for that is 719-486-0599. And that is a central entry number, so you need to call them. I can do the junior girls barrel race myself, you know, that day and the next day, the next few days, right up basically until the time that the junior girls run. But all the rest of the contestants have to enter through that entry date. If you are a local, you need to tell them that you are a local and you will get a break.
Okay,
you know, you won't have to join the organization, the Colorado Pro Rodeo Association, to come and be part of our rodeos.
But only one day, and
that's the entries is only the one day, August the 27th, from 12 noon to 6 p.m.
Okay, and if people want more information, of course, they can get in touch with you, as you said. What's your contact information?
Okay, my contact information, my cell phone is 719-680-0424. We have a website for the Trinidad Roundup Association, which is www.trinidadroundup.homestead.com. And you can get any of this information off of that website.
Okay.
So.
All right, and you always put out a great roundup book.
Yes.
And that's coming up quickly.
That's our program book that we have for the rodeo that has my sponsors that help put on this rodeo, because I could not do this rodeo without the sponsorship of the community. you know.
And they can. You still have advertising space available?
We still have advertising space. I'm running a little bit behind. I had a personal thing that happened, and it's a very good one. I had a new grandson, so am just, you know, behind on the thing. But you can contact my phone number, you know, the 719-680-0424, or you can go to the website if you would like to help us sponsor this rodeo, parade, dances, all of the festivities for that weekend.
Great. And then also, that will be out and about. What are you looking for a time to get that out, Karen?
I try to have most of my stuff in by the 20th. So that I can actually get the book done. But we do fence signs on the arena fence. And they're just big banners. And I can do those up to the week before.
Okay.
So that's a little bit of a last minute, oh, yeah, I want to help out.
Okay. So but if you want to be in the program itself, in the book itself, then August the 20th is the deadline.
Yes.
Okay.
And the other thing that I want to mention is our girls for this year, our junior queen is Shailene Walton. She's a local girl from out there, Tony. And then our senior queen is Jessica Painter, and she's another local girl. So, and they've done a fabulous job for me this year, and they will continue right up until they crown another one. So, thank you, girls.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Wouldn't be a rodeo.
Nope.
Okay, oldest and largest amateur show in the Southwest, Trinidad Roundup Association, and it's number 102 this year.
102.
Wow, that's fabulous, fabulous. And it's going to be again on the Labor Day holiday weekend, and it's going along with the Los Angeles County Fair. So make sure if you need any more information, get a hold of Karen or go to the website, and would be happy to help you out and continue this great tradition for 103 years.
Well, I'm hoping that we can go three
and on. More and more and more. Sometimes it gets going on its own momentum. So definitely Roundup Association has that. And thanks to you, Karen, and to those Roundup Association members. As we know, it doesn't just happen. It takes a lot of work, as you said, by a lot of people and a lot of individuals and businesses helping out as well. So
yes, I've got 13 on the board, and I couldn't do it without them. And I'm always looking for other people that are wanting to get involved in the community and the rodeo. And I say rodeo, yes, but it's a Labor Day festivity. I mean, because it's a parade, it's a dances, it's a barbecue. You know, there's so much going on that you don't have to really know anything about rodeo to help put it on. So,
if I may, or if you want to, let's give the Trinidad Roundup Association members too.
Okay.
We need to give them credit. President is Marvin Price.
Okay, you've got that.
Okay.
List there.
Oh, okay. You handed that to me. Okay. TRA Vice President Louis Monahan. Secretary is Ron Galasso. Treasurer, hers truly.
My truly.
Hers truly, Karen Burr. Parade coordinator, advertising ad book, Becky Burr or Christy Bennett also. Sponsorship ad in the book, Jim Robertson or Karen or Christy or Burr Chiropractic. Bill McCandries, Bill Burr, Justin Malaspini, Frank Cantoria, and Kyle Mullins also.
Yes.
So.
And they're a great bunch of guys. So
great. Great tradition. Thank you again. Truly a superstar business.
Yes.
Around for 102 years and going strong. The Trinidad Roundup, and it's part of the Los Angeles County Fair. Karen, thanks again for coming by and talking to us.
And I would like to thank you guys so much. You are such a great supporter, and I look forward to coming over every year and visiting with you.
Well, great.
So we'll see us at the rodeo.
We'll see you at the Roundup. Absolutely. We'll get out of here with a little wahoo from the Riders in the Sky, as we want to thank Pioneer Natural Resources for helping us with Superstars of Business. They take an in-depth look, or help us take an in-depth look, at our area businesses and the organizations and what we have to offer that makes our area work. To learn more about Pioneer, visit their website at www.pxd.com.
Now, what did Cleopatra say to Antony when they met? She hollered, Wahoo, Wahoo, Wahoo.